It's time for the CMC Super Show.
CMC
Super Show.
CMC
Super Show.
CMC
Super Show.
CMC
Super Show.
CMC Super Show.
Good afternoon, Rhoda. As you heard, it is time for the CMC Super Show. Hello, CMC. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good. Nice to be back again. Good afternoon to all our listeners to CMC Super Show.
Yes. And we also have a guest with us as well.
Yes, we do have our special guest today. We're going to talk about him later on. HMCM Wasim Mohammed. He's the newly reported Command Master Chief for NMRTC Rota Hospital. So we're going to talk to him and ask him a few questions and welcome him aboard.
Yes. And of course, it is summer here in Andalusia. Have you been able to get to any of the beaches yet or avoiding the crowds or anything?
Yeah, so we have family friends that came in for about 10 days, and of course, summertime, perfect timing. Took them out in Rota, in a couple of beaches, out in Rota, and then Puerto side. They enjoyed it. It's getting crowded. As I was told, hey, summertime, you got to have reservation in any restaurants. Parking is going to be tougher or hard to get, hard to find, right? So
yes.
Not as bad as I expected, but it'll get worse soon. So, yes.
Okay.
Taking advantage every minute of it until sunset, right?
Very much so, yes. And it's starting to get hotter as well. So I'm like, I need to remember to put my sunscreen on my body in addition to my face.
That's correct.
And then I know that we recently just had the field day and the graduations at the Dodea School. So were you able to attend any of those events?
Yes, I did. Field day for about 30 minutes there, showed up. And then, of course, the graduation for, it's really the fifth grade and below, bell ringer. So it was a great event. I know my two kids that's attending Dodea or DGF actually appreciated and enjoyed it. Of course, now summertime, they're excited for what else we got for them. But at the same time, they kind of miss some of their old classmates and hoping that they're going to see most of them again right in the same class. So we'll see.
Okay. How does that work in terms of moving all over with schools?
I'm pretty sure it's tougher for teenagers, but I still have 8 and 6 years old.
Okay.
But yeah, they'll get used to it over time. So hopefully, we don't get too comfortable. Then we'll see how it goes next time.
Okay. And then now that they're out of school, like, are you guys planning to do any big trips or MWR programs or anything like that?
We're looking into a couple of MWR programs and you know, a couple of places, but right now nothing solid. I would say we just got back the last two, you know, long weekend previously from Gibraltar and also Morocco, right? With all the training completion, it's just intrusive. Paperwork you got to submit, individual ATP to the command, and then after that, you know, you got to submit APEX, and don't forget your shots too, right?
Right.
So that's really a big process just to go to Morocco, which is really driving from Rota to Tarifa port. Takes about an hour and a half, and then hop on the ferry there. Takes about 45 minutes or so.
Okay.
And then once you're in Morocco, it is good. I would say two-day trips, 3 days, it's more than enough.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know on all of that. And, of course, with the summer PCS season upon us, CMC has a couple of newbies here to talk about the transition to Andalusian life, so you don't want to miss it. And we are back with our CMC here. And we would like to welcome CMC Wasim Mohammed from the Navy Medical Readiness Training Command, Rota, better known as the Rota Hospital.
All right. So before we start, happy 127th birthday to our hospital corpsman. So today is actually a great day for our, you know, medical side corpsman. And with our special guest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect timing. We have HMCM Wasim Mohammed.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about this. When did you arrive, Rota?
Hey, so I arrived in Rota on the 8th of June, so over a week.
So what was the first thing that you realized was very different here than, I would say, you came from Bahrain, right? I've been in Bahrain, but I want to see your perspective and what's the difference your first few days here, right?
So my first few days here, one, the weather is actually a lot cooler than, I know everyone is saying it's hot, but compared to Bahrain, it is cooler. And of course, the trees and all the grass and all the things that you don't get to see in Bahrain. So there's a lot more sand in Bahrain. Mm. So
that's
really
right.
Appreciated that.
Okay, were you able to explore Rota yet, or Puerto, or any neighboring town south?
Yeah, so my daughters and I, we actually ventured out to the feria in Chiclana.
Chiclana,
over the weekend. So that was a great way to kind of explore.
And they do have, Chiclana, they do have a few beach resort, a family resort as well.
Okay.
So we were there, I would say, last month. And I'm going to tell you, it's, you got a kids' pool, splash, kind of like splash, you know, area there, right, pads, and you got the adult swimming pool, great for family, I would say there. I mean, also a golf course right there, you know, so if you want to spend a couple of days, weekend, get away from Rota, Chiclana is one of those places.
Sounds like great advice.
Yeah, and is there any other places or historic sites, foods or events you already had on your list to do before arriving? Like, when you were in Bahrain, got your orders, all right, when I get to Rota, this is what I need to do, right? I must do before I even check into the command, right? Your expectation.
I think, you know, the beaches, again, compared to Bahrain, they're a lot different here. And the one food I did wanted to try was the grilled octopus. I guess they call it the pulpo.
Yeah,
so that was something I had to try this weekend. So that was really great.
Good. And there's more to explore as far as Spanish cuisine. You know, like when I first got here 8 months ago, we have to try everything, right? And there's similarities to our food, Filipino cuisine, and some food that I'm used to. It's just called different here, right? So, all right, then, of course, like you would definitely ask, all right, what else is there to do or, you know, visit here, right? I mean, what do you think? You know,
I mean, I enjoy.
Recommendation.
So there's actually a restaurant. It's right by the Rota sign, Restaurante Baralucaque, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, I love their lamb chops. And it's like when you walk in, there's a cooler that shows you all the meats that they offer there. But they do have the grilled octopus. They have the lamb chops. They have urta, right? The specialty fish down here. I haven't tried it yet because I'm like, you know, it's a little hefty to try it, you know. So I'm like, if I can sample that anywhere else, that would be great. Of course, there's also azucar, which is on the beach as well, which is more Cuban, but it's still like nice.
One of my favorite spots,
mm-hmm.
right there on the beach, far right side. If you're facing the water, all the way to the right, mm-hmm. you can find a parking spot like on the street somewhere, right? So definitely a must visit. Right on the water.
So my sponsor actually took me there first. So
yeah.
That was
so
a great
good.
Way to
greatest great
to,
sponsor there.
To get into mm-hmm. to transition
good.
Into Rota. Absolutely.
So are you a foodie?
I am a foodie.
Okay, so plenty different options here. Plenty options from Italian down south, and there's a restaurant, Italian restaurant right there on the center of Rota around the plaza. That's one of those, you know, that there's a show on Netflix or a movie like Nana or something. It's like all these grandmas actually started this Italian restaurant. So similar to that, you have all these old ladies actually cooking Italian home cook, you know, like not. You know, it's really authentic Italian food, right? So it all depends on what you're craving. There's a lot of food place here. Same thing with the Thai restaurant, right? So it's down in Rota. So plenty of options there.
And then I've been to one further away. But hopefully the jet lag hasn't hit CMC Muhammad too hard, because we have more hard-hitting topics coming up right after the music break. I'm Seaman Hepburn, and we are back with CMC Alvarado.
All right, good afternoon again, Rota family. I am with HMCM Wasim Mohammed. So let me ask you this, Master Chief. Where are you from? You mentioned you have your daughter with you. And then how long have you been in the Navy, and what's your hobby?
All right, well, I grew up in Dallas, Texas, and I've been married, three kids. My son's 20, and he's in college in upstate New York. And then twin girls that are 18, and they just graduated this year.
Nice. I'm going to get there eventually. And then how long have you been in the Navy?
Been in the Navy 27 years, and I enjoy, you know, running, cooking, and just hanging out with the family.
Good. So is this going to be your last tour, or?
This is the Twilight Tour.
Okay, good.
Something else happens.
All right. So what got you to originally to join the service, right? 27 years ago, you know, out of high school or some college, and then you decided to, you know what, let me join the Navy.
Yeah, so it was directly a little bit out of high school I joined. Educational opportunities, I think those are some things that I was seeking for, and just looking for ways to make myself better. And
okay, so what make you join Corpsman with all these other rates options that was given to you?
So I actually volunteered at a ER when I was in high school, and okay. They kind of exposed the medical field to me. And one of the nurses was actually, she had enlisted into the Navy, and we had discussion about the Navy, and she told me about all the opportunities. So I took her up on that offer, and I actually walked into the recruiter's office. So this is probably one of the easy recruiting quotas for him, but I was able to, you know, negotiate going directly to HM school. So
okay.
When I enlisted, I actually already had a quota directly to HM school.
So did your recruiter didn't really disclose everything, lie, or what? Was he really completely honest?
Completely honest. I still stay in communication with him, believe it or not, and nothing was nothing unexpected. I think I was set up for success. So.
Well, that's good to know. And then what has been your proudest moment across your entire 27th Navy career?
That's a great question, CMC. I'll tell you, it starts with becoming a dad is important. So that was one of the big things in my career. And, of course, making chief was a big transition for an enlisted sailor. And but I'll tell you, the biggest one was transitioning from chief, you know, CNG, but master chief was a big transition.
Yeah.
That was an important, and you can definitely tell the difference.
And then now you're getting into this role as the senior enlisted leader, right? Takes you away from being the SME, being a corpsman. Now you're still a corpsman, but at the same time, you're still within your community, but now it's a different responsibilities, right? So what do you think would be your challenges, or so far, what's been, you know, what's your goal, like, as the senior enlisted for our Rota Hospital?
So my goal for the team here is, one, to make sure that we're successful as a command, and then we're prepared to provide service to our beneficiaries and also the operational commanders. That's important. That's why we're here, number one.
Okay, good. And then, of course, probably when you start interacting with some of your junior sailors, you might get asked, hey, Master Chief, what's your legacy want to be, right? Desired end state of, you know, for when you leave Rota. So what does that look like?
My goal for, you know, once I, you know, one, you want to leave the place better than you found it. That's absolutely important. You know, remaining humble is important. And, you know, my job is to give 100% to our command and our sailors every single day. Servant leadership is important. And so those are some of the things that I want to do while I'm here, is just leave the place better than I found it.
True. And then any ways to reach your goal, the CMC or leadership advice that has prepared you for the new role now, right, with the hospital?
Yes. One of the things I've learned as a leader and being mentored was, you know, it takes courage to stand up and speak, but it also takes courage to sit down and listen. And as a leader and in the position that we're in right now, listening is probably one of the most important tools for us as a leader. So I try to hone that skill in because that's important to me.
True. You know, I've learned that over time too. It's not automatic, right? So when it's part of maturity, part of being a better leader. It's important to get feedback from our sailors. That's one of the things too. Now, what do you think I can help you or any support you need from the base leadership, right? To make sure that I provide everything that you need to perform your job as senior enlisted leader. What do you need from me?
I think first and foremost, we're a team. We're in this together. So whatever the needs are for the community or for the base, those are things that we want to know so that we can better offer our services and making sure that everyone is taken care of. And you know, warrior readiness is absolutely important, and also family readiness is important as well. So those are things that we have to communicate and be as a team so that we can be successful.
Great to hear from you. Over to you.
All righty. Well, thank you to CMC Muhammad for joining us for the CMC Super Show. We've got more incredible guests coming on after the break. All right, we have some fire guests joining us today. You could even say they're explosive. It's GM2 Canta and AO2 Mendoza from Navy Munitions Command Atlantic Detachment Rota.
All right, welcome back and good afternoon to all our Rota family listeners. In front of me, I have GM2 Canta and AO2 Mendoza. So, to get to know you better, we are going to play a quick game that is tradition on the show called Take Five. So let's do it. First, where are you from and what family do you want to shout out on the radio?
Hi, my name is AO2 Mendoza. I'm from Oxnard, California, and I would like to shout out my AO805 community and NMC family.
Oh yeah, NMC. GM2?
Hi, my name is GM2 Canta. I am from San Francisco, California, and I want to give a shout out to my family from Cali.
Ooh, yeah, California, expensive place. All right. So now we were talking offline. GM2 Canta's last name is really what in Tagalog?
It means sing.
Sing, right? So canta, similar to Spanish, you know, it's like sing, song, however you want to say it. That's how it is. So are you good in karaoke?
No, I'm not.
Come on, it should be in your blood, right? All right, so second question. How long have you been in the Navy and why did you join?
I've been in for 6 years. I joined because I saw it as a new opportunity to help my family back home and for school.
Okay, GM2, how about you?
For me, I've been in for almost 8 years now. I joined the military or the Navy because my mom mentioned me that my cousin's in the military also. And since college is expensive, I thought it would be a good idea to join the Navy.
Well, you made a great choice, I hope.
Yes, I hope so.
Are you doing any college educations for the last 8 years?
No, message you.
All right, we're going to talk after this, all right? Because if not, I'm going to talk to AOCM here shortly. Okay, yes. Get you started. Okay. How long you been here, Mendoza?
In Rota. I've been in Rota for a year and a half.
A year and a half. And
yes.
How about you, GM2?
I've been in Rota for almost 2 years now.
Okay, so now that leads to my third question. What has been one of your favorite aspects of serving in Spain?
I think it would be, well, the different way of handling what we do. I guess the different food, traveling.
Traveling opportunity is good, right? And then food. I mean, you're from where? Hometown, you said where?
Oxnard, California.
Oxnard, California, right? So, and then, of course, ethnicity, family is from?
Mexico.
Mexico, right? So we have Filipino, is GM2 from GM2 Kansas from Philippines. So we do have shared the same kind of cuisine because we've been influenced by Spain, right? we're all big family here.
It's not right? The same, though. It's not the same.
All right. Yeah. Well, true. All right. We'll talk offline who has the best cuisine, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now this leads to how about you, GM2? What's your favorite aspect being here? What's a big or memorable? You've been here over 3 years, right? So what do you like about Spain?
I would say experiencing like new culture, also what AO2 Mendoza say, like trying new food, travel around Spain or Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Experiencing like the feria.
That's pretty awesome. It should be similar.
Yes.
Similar, and then same thing with you know, if you've experienced feria in Mexico. I'm not sure if you've been to Mexico since. Have you visited your parents or your aunts, uncles?
My whole lifetime, I think I went to Mexico 2 times.
Mm-hmm. You have not experienced the feria there.
But I haven't experienced
them. I'm gonna tell you, comparing all the feria, Spain have the best one.
Really?
Rota, I've enjoyed it. I love it, right? It's just different. I think it's the costume too, like the dress, right?
Oh, yeah.
The girls, the ladies, they're beautiful because it made that more like you're in a movie, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So my kids, my wife, you know, enjoyed it, and some of our friends enjoyed it. So looking forward for the next year. Okay, now let's talk about some of your hobbies or activities. Now summer's, you know, here. What do you guys like to do, activities off base that you have picked up since arriving in Spain?
I would say for mine would be water activities.
Mm-hmm.
Like last summer, I did some kayaking, cliff jumping, and I'm planning to do it again this summer.
Good. How about scuba diving? Have you tried signing up with MWR and get open water certification?
No, not yet.
Look
into it. I would like to.
Good. How about you, AO2?
I would say running. I've mm-hmm. been running a little bit more. I think they're very active here in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't gotta... Like, they're very active, so I think, like... I've experienced the gym outside as well.
Okay.
Off base, and they're intense. I like it.
That's good. So let me ask you this. Since you like running, have you participated in the most recent half marathon that went through base?
I did not, no. So
I think there's how many runners? Over 2,000, I heard. I don't know. I can't really, but there's plenty, right? It went through base. It started in Puerto, all the way to Pier 1 is the turnaround, and then went back through housing and back to Puente Brava Gate, back to Puerto. So it was amazing. There's so many runners out there. And I was in front. Of my, you know, driveway, just cheering because I used to run a lot, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, man, that could have been me. I was like, what happened? You know?
Yeah.
but that was good. You know, you're right about, you know, Spanish or Spain. The Spain culture is different. There's a lot of outdoor activities, right? So make sure you take advantage. All right. So now, the last question I have, number 5. Do you prefer Spanish tortilla with or without onion?
Whoa.
Mendoza, this will be, I'm looking at you directly, right? So
yeah.
AO2, what do you think?
I think, well, you can't really taste it, I guess, the onion in the tortilla.
Yeah.
But I'm not the biggest fan of onion, right?
Yeah.
It has a strong taste. So, but if I can't taste it, it's fine. So I would say with, I'll give it a chance.
Well, tortilla and tacos, totally two different things. But your taco, you got onions in there.
That one's, yeah.
Burritos, you got onions, but yeah. Okay, I understand where you come from. How about you, GM2?
Honestly, I've only tried it probably like twice.
Yeah?
But I would go for without onion just because I don't like onion also.
Okay. I don't even know my preference, right? I'm a foodie, so I'll try everything, right?
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, over to you, DJ YF Menace.
Yes, so after the break, we will delve into the Navy Munitions Command mission and why it's important for Rota. We'll be right back in a moment. And we are back with CMC Alvarado and our special guest.
All right. Good afternoon, Rota family and our listeners. So we do have our two special guests, GM2 Canta and AO2 Mendoza. Let's talk about Navy Munition Command mission unclassified. All right. So what is the main mission of NMC Land that Rota? Day-to-day operation.
I would say our NMC Land, the Rota's mission is we support, supply, command 5th Fleet, 6th Fleet, and other DOD command with like weapons, ammunition, basically.
Okay, good.
Yeah, to add to that, we're basically the Amazon, no?
Yeah.
For ammunition, yeah, so. We make things happen, you know. We do
good.
Supply with ammunition.
Yeah. All right, so now let me ask you this: as far as day-to-day operation, what do you do specifically as far as AO? I know GMs and AOs work hand in hand, but for NMC, it's kind of like, hey, you have certain divisions of work center. So AO2, what you most work with on a day-to-day basis?
As an AO2 right now in NMC, I'm in the quality assurance department.
Okay.
And I ensure that, you know, our programs are squared away, as well as I oversee what's going on, you know, the evolutions. Honestly, our schedules are vary.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends, you know. Sometimes we work 8 hours, you know.
Eight to 12 hours.
12 hours.
And then for you, GM2, same. You know, day-to-day operation, you support each other. And then specifically, what work center you or what equipment you manage. Crew serve or you...
So for us, I'm on operation department, which is we do breakouts, ammunition, do inventory. And then that's when we do supply or receive ammo from the ship, from the plane. And even different command.
Okay, so really, both of you work hand in hand, right?
Yes, actually.
Okay, good. Yeah. So now, we talk about briefly on the importance of what you guys do, the mission, but at the same time, the operation and all the supporting commands you guys support. And then, safety-wise, talk to me briefly about safety. When you guys do the operation, let's say on a pier, right? Safety. What's the importance of safety?
I think safety is very important because, yes, we want to accomplish the mission. But I think at the same time, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, everybody eats, you know, everybody knows to stay away from certain equipment, you know, like the crane operating, you know, PPE. I think that comes before anything. I think if anything goes wrong, you know, no one's really going to care about the mission, I think.
Yeah,
right?
So
we're going to stop it and continue.
And you guys are definitely the eyes and ears on a deck plate with all the evolutions. There's just a lot happening, right?
Yes.
Yes, we're on land, but at the same time, you know, take that into consideration. Both of you have been on ship. You were on squadron, or were you on squadron? Never been on ship?
Squadron Master Chief, but I did go on deployment.
Deployment, right. So both of you have been on the ship and doing the same job. Your primary job on the ship is totally different because it rocks, right? There's some restrictions, some red deck there. When you know, when ship is maneuvering, you should not be moving any ammo. And, of course, when handling ammunition on board, you know, that's all hands evolution, right? So I think it's the same. Safety is first, right? Safety first. And mission always, right?
Yes.
Now, last thing Oh, well, there's a couple of things. How does Naval Station Rota support your command to get the job done?
I would say the Naval Station support our command by sending security to escort us from our compound to the pier. Mm-hmm. Also, P-Dubs helps us fixing our Fiat, our semi, our forklifts whenever we need it. NAFAC crane crew, every time we have...
Transportation crew, yes, right? Yeah.
Every time we have pier out. And also the air freight also help us, like, shipping our equipment to another, a different detachment.
Yeah, so it's really... Yeah, so that's good to know, right? Because I've seen it whenever we have ammunition. And then, of course, they're going to secure... certain routes, right? And then that's with our local nationals, Spanish counterparts as well, supporting our security team. And then same thing with the base support, right? So make sure, that's one of our missions, is to make sure that we support warfighters first and foremost. Okay, good to know. Now, what is the most rewarding aspect of your job? So what do you think is like, all right, this is great? Right, but then you can also say, you know what, it's time for me to go. I've been here 3.5 years. I got 6 months left, and then of course for you, you still got 6 months or a year left. AO2.
I have a year and a half left.
Did you OTAP?
I did. Yeah.
Okay, good. Where are you going next, GM2?
Still waiting to apply, but I'm planning to go to Japan again.
Japan?
Yes, actually.
Which one? Yokosuka, Atsugi, Sasebo?
Yokosuka. I was in Sasebo on my previous command, so yeah, I want to go back to Yokosuka.
Okay, good. Yokosuka is different than Sasebo. Sasebo is more, you got to enjoy the Japanese prefecture, like lands and all that, right?
Yes.
And then Yokosuka is more a city life, busier, mm-hmm. But at the same time, you can just hop on the train. And go to Tokyo, right, and enjoy. I mean, I think it's one of the safest Asian country, right?
Yes.
Especially for kids, you know, they train differently at a young age, and you'll see all these kids, young kids, you know, using the public transportation. Okay, well, thank you to both of you for being our guest here, and for the information that you have provided, not just me, but also our Rota listeners. And then some stuff that I want to put out before we close this out. Naval Station Rota is home to units that operate across the spectrum of military operations. We are the foundation from which these forces operate to deter conflict and, if necessary, fight and win, right? And then, enduring partnership between U.S. and Spanish forces aboard Naval Station Rota is indispensable to the safe and secure refueling, rearming, resupply, and repairing of U.S. and NATO forces operating in Europe, Africa, and Middle East. And then, of course, you know, all that stuff, we do have a lot to consider, too. But that's going to be after, you know, our short break here. So I'm going to turn it over to DJ YF Menace.
Yes. So, of course, we really appreciate you teaching us about your jobs and your command. And we hope to see you continue to rearm our fleet and ensure that Naval Station Rota continues to be on the tip of the spear. And we are back with CMC Alvarado.
Good afternoon, Rota family and our listeners. I just have a couple of three installation updates here. First, unaccompanied housing bicycle registration has been submitted. So for some of you sailors and our service member that resides in our barracks, now until July 18th, if you live in UH, register your bike at the front desk at building 35, so we can start cleaning up all those abandoned bikes around our unaccompanied housing. Same thing is a reminder, PCS peak season. Summer is the busiest season for PCS moves. So if you have any question with that, contact our NAPSUP FLC Rota household goods, personal property officer for that. So make sure your transition to your next duty station is smooth. And then last thing is for our military service member, we have sent out the flag raising notice July 3rd. 0730 in front of building one on formation, and whatever uniform that's been identified on that notice, please arrive there before 7:30 with your units. And then of course Independence Fest July 4th from 1700 to 2300 at La Plaza, right across from La Plaza. We're going to have a few food and beverage booths open for the duration of the event, as well as games and events for the entire family. At 9 p.m. is when country star Raylan will be our headline music act, followed by fireworks at 10:45 or 22:45 in the evening. So hopefully to see you guys there. If you have not signed up for volunteer, if you do want to sign up, there's a QR code on social media with MW Aurora, so please do so. If not, just enjoy the events, festivities on Independence Day.
Alrighty, and that has been our CMC Super Show today. Of course, thank you to all of our guests that came by. And if you ever want to listen to it on your favorite podcast platforms at any time, you absolutely can.